We now welcome into the call the interim head coach at the University of New Hampshire, Ricky Santos. Good morning, Coach Santos.
For having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Before we look ahead and your opener at Holy Cross, obviously some tough news last week when we got the news that Coach McDonald is going to take a respite from coaching to deal with some health issues. Talk about how the team is dealing with that loss.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when it was a complete shock when it hit us, and you know, we were in disbelief. But I think the great thing about this team, and ultimately, it's the values and the morals that were instilled to us, and myself included, when I was a player by Coach Mack. You know, our belief has always been, his belief has been, you know, we're going to put our players in chaotic situations in practice, in off-season training regimens, so that they can handle adversity and that the game slows down. And, you know, the game in this happens to be a real-life situation that we're going through with some adversity with his health conditions. So I think we're primed. We're ready to go. We know how to handle it. You know, we've done a great job of sticking together and practicing really hard and trying to focus on the controllables. And ultimately, that all we can do right now is get better every single day and try to lead up to the opener.
I know the two of you go back to a long way from your days when you were quarterbacking at UNH. What advice did he provide to you before he left?
His big thing was to just be myself. You know, obviously he understands the type of giant he is in this coaching profession. He's done, you know, he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's two-time Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year. You know, monumental shoes to fill, but his big thing was, put your stamp on it, be yourself. You know, don't try to go in and emulate some of the things he did, put my own little spin on it. And I think the biggest thing is, the good thing is, this senior class was the last recruiting class that I was a part of in that recruiting cycle before I left for New York for those 3 years. So I already had some good rapport with the senior leaders and all the captains on the team. So, you know, they embraced me when I came back, and they were excited that I had the opportunity to come back and coach. And then they've done nothing but be extremely supportive, you know, in the first week here on the job.
We're here with New Hampshire interim head coach Ricky Santos. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Let's look ahead to the game this week. And you just announced just a few minutes ago that Brett Edwards is going to be your starting quarterback. What went into, I know he was in quite a battle with Max Brosmer and then some others. What put Brett over the top, and what do you like about his game?
Sure, yeah. First of all, I want to say it was an extremely tough decision. I think both of those young kids battled throughout camp and made plays. And, you know, you'd go every other day, and it was a coin toss which guy we were going to throw in there. But ultimately, the last scrimmage we had of camp, you know, Brett was 17-18 for like 180 yards, a couple touchdowns, really efficient with the football, took care of it. You know, ultimately, he protected the ball better throughout camp, which is critically important at that position. And I think he gives us a dynamic with his legs as well. I think he's a dual threat kid. You know, we've had some of those kids over the years, those players over the years, who can make plays with their feet, can scramble. It's always good. 5 or 6 times in the game, we always talk to the kids about, you know, the offense coordinator doesn't have to make the perfect call if they can scramble and make some plays, you know, that are unimprovised. So I think those things for us are why, you know, we felt like we gave the nod. But you know, the other kid, wouldn't be surprised if he gets a little bit of playing time in the opener too, is Max Brosmer. And he's a true freshman who enrolled early in January. So we had all 15 spring practices under his belt. Really cerebral kid. He's wise above his years. And he's done a great job of kind of coming in here and learning our offense. So, I mean, both of those guys we feel like are good enough to be starting quarterbacks in this league.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Rusty.
We have a question from Kyle Kensing from Flow Sports. Your line's open.
Yeah, Coach, with this transition this week, what has been the biggest challenge that you've kind of faced in the last 7 days?
The biggest challenge is just trying to keep the guys, you know, to stay in the moment and just focus on the task at hand and focus on practice. Now, obviously, Coach Mack's biggest strength has always been being an emotional leader. He is one of the best motivators I have ever been around. So I think just the ability to put your own spin on it, to motivate these guys on a daily basis, to come out there and make sure that we're doing the right things and we have the right energy, it's probably been the most challenge. But the good thing is, like I said, we have really good senior leadership, and they understand the expectations that Coach Mack set. So they're extension of the coaching staff. And I think another thing to note is we have some really, really good veteran coaches on this staff. You know, you look at John Lyons, our defense coordinator. He's been a head coach for 10-plus years at Dartmouth. You know, he's been here for over a decade, so he knows the ins and outs and the expectations on the offensive side of the ball. You know, the co-offensive coordinators, Mike Frizzoco and Alex Miller. We have some really good staff continuity on that side of the ball. We had worked together for the 3 years I was here previously coaching at the receiver coach. You know, our linebackers coach, special teams guy, Garrett Gillick, is just tough, hard-nosed, as good of a coach as you're going to find. You know, and he's somebody who is very demanding in the kids' respect, so he's somebody I can lean on. And then, you know, the last guy that, you know, I've had several conversations with on how to run things is our safeties coach, John Bowes. You know, he's a defensive coordinator at Fordham, so he's got a – you know, he's got a bunch of experience on how to run the side of the ball. So I think, you know, for us, it's, you know, it's not just a singular voice of myself. It's all of us pulling together and doing a little bit more.
Thank you.
Ricky, I talked to Coach Mack about this a little bit last Monday, but you obviously have been in the situation of becoming a starting quarterback your freshman year. What have you relayed to Brett and really to Max about that experience and what you like to see out of them?
I think the first thing is, no matter what happens, you need to understand you need to train and prepare for adversity. Like I kind of mentioned before, and especially at the quarterback position, it's all about the next step mentality. So whether you throw opening play, you know, you throw a big play for a touchdown, or you get a sack fumble and it goes the other way, it doesn't matter. That mindset has to be the same. You have to be calm in the face of, you know, when you're under duress in the pocket and when you make big plays. So I think guys are going to look to us in that position on the sideline for a vote of confidence. So it's always – it's handling adversity and handling success the same way. I think so that's the first thing is being a leader. And then the second thing is just, you know, don't be afraid to make mistakes, because I think if you play too conservative, especially as a young quarterback, you know, you're going to miss some opportunities. You want to play within the game plan, but also – challenge yourself a little bit. Go out there, try to make some throws, push the ball down the field a little bit, and just kind of see how quickly you can get acclimated to game speed and understand what you're actually capable of doing. So just don't be afraid to fail. Cut it loose and go have fun out there.
Obviously, nothing that helps a quarterback better than good wide receivers. I know Malik Love is back and finally healthy, but I know there's been some competition for some of the other wide receiver spots. Is there anybody that's kind of stepped up and shown themselves well as we get ready for the Holy Cross game on Saturday?
Sure, yeah. The first guy I want to talk about is Malik. You know, having that veteran presence and getting him back has been incredible. Obviously, just by the way he works every single day, I think he does a great job leading by example. He's not the most vocal guy we have out there, but every time he steps on the practice field, he's going 100 miles an hour. He's always in the right spot. He's very selfless when it comes to the run game. He'll block. He'll give his body up for the cause. So those things are noticed. And he's a playmaker. I mean, he's a guy that we're going to rely on heavily this year, and he's going to be our main target. I think, you know, he's a matchup nightmare in the slot for some safeties that we're going to face, and I think he's going to do a really good job for us. A young kid of note who I thought had a really, really good camp, you know, was redshirt sophomore Brian Espinette. He's a bigger target. You know, he's a kid that can go up, elevate. He plays above the rim, has unique body control, and has really, really good hands. You know, I think he's still trying to figure out his breakpoint mechanics and kind of how he fits in to the schemes and some of those sort of things, but I think he has a playmaking ability that, you know, when in doubt, the young quarterbacks can kind of just, you know, throw it up to him and let him go be big. So I think those two kids we're going to rely on heavily in the pass game.
And before I let you go, just break down Holy Cross for us a little bit. You had a chance to see them in their game against Navy. What are some of the challenges that they'll present?
Well, I mean, yeah, they're extremely well coached. Coach Chesney is as good of a young coach as you're going to find in the country. He's won it at every level and every program he's been at. You know, you look at some of the stats from last year, they were number two scoring offense in the Patriot League. You know, they finished really strong down the stretch. You know, they were second in total offense. You know, then one thing to note, they were first and fourth down offense in the Patriot League. So they were 14 of 23 times. So they went for it 23 times on fourth down. So they're, you know, they're going to gamble. They're going to take shots. They're going to take chances on special teams. They do a bunch of different things that make you think and pose some challenges. So for us, you know, we need to stick true to our eyes. We have to have extreme discipline out there. And then, you know, And then defensively, they get after the quarterback. You know, they had the most sacks in the Patriot League last year. So, you know, for us, it's going to be protecting the quarterback. It's going to be running the ball so we can get those young quarterbacks acclimated up to game speed. And then defensively for us, obviously, it's keeping everything in front, eliminating big plays, rallying up, you know, and making tackles and being physical. And I think, you know, for us, you know, defensively, our back end is our strength. So I think those guys will do a good job keeping everything in front and making some plays.
All right, Ricky, thanks so much for taking time with us today. Good luck on Saturday at Holy Cross, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.